From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama backs Turkey's defense of its airspace. After speaking with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama Tuesday called for an easing of tensions following the downing of a Russian jet fighter by Turkish warplanes after Ankara said it violated its airspace and ignored repeated warnings. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French leader François Hollande.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey but a wide range of countries. If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
And he said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict. In Jordan Tuesday, Russia's President Putin said his government is analyzing what happened, said the incident will have significant consequences on relations with Turkey. He accused Ankara of stabbing Russia in the back. Tunisia has declared a 30-day state of emergency following the killing of at least 12 members of the presidential guard on a bus in the capital Tunis Wednesday. President Beji Caid Essebsi, speaking on national television, said he imposed an overnight curfew on the Tunis region and convened an emergency meeting of a security council. The North African country has been hit hard by extremist attacks, including the shootings at a luxury hotel in Sousse last June that killed 38, and in March an attack at Tunisia's famed Bardo Museum that killed 22. This is VOA News. Presidents Obama and Hollande vowed new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants in the wake of the deadly jihadist attacks on Paris this month. The French president, speaking through an interpreter, called for an implacable joint response.
France and the United States stand together to bring that joint response. Militarily, it is about destroying Daesh, no matter where they are. It is about taking out their financing, hunting down their leaders, dismantling their networks, and taking back the land they currently control.
President Obama called the IS group a scourge that threatens all of us, pledging not to succumb to fear and promising victory. In the wake of the Paris attacks, Mr. Hollande has been meeting with world leaders to build a coalition to fight the militant group. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, a day after a speech outlining a new anti-corruption drive, on Tuesday reshuffled some of his cabinet ministers after several stepped aside over graft allegations. He replaced the transport and infrastructure, agriculture, energy and petroleum, and lands and labor portfolios. Mr. Kenyatta has called corruption a threat to Kenya's national security. Just days after a terrorist attack killed 19 at a hotel in the Malian capital Bamako, a UN peacekeeper has been killed by a landmine. The incident occurred Tuesday as a civilian member of the MINUSMA mission was in a convoy riding about 25 kilometers west of Timbuktu. Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees from the end of this month to the end of February to allow more time for screening and medical exams. Jane Philpott is Canada's health minister.
We aim for 10,000 refugees to be resettled in Canada by the end of December 2015. They will include a mix of privately sponsored and government-assisted refugees. The remaining 15,000, mostly government-assisted refugees, it is our goal that they will be resettled in Canada in January and February of 2016. Full medical exams and security screening will be completed overseas prior to arrival in Canada.
Canada says it's giving priority to complete families, homosexuals who face persecution in Syria, and those it calls women at risk. Chartered planes will fly the refugees out of camps in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, with the military helping as needed. More than 30 Canadian cities have been designated as destination cities. Pope Francis is beginning his first official tour of Africa Wednesday with stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. After his arrival in Nairobi Wednesday, the Pope will meet President Kenyatta. On Thursday, he'll hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in Nairobi and conduct a mass at the University of Nairobi. He's scheduled to make a visit to a shrine in Uganda and a mosque and refugee camp in CAR. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.